Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas Reb Shmuel Pinchas and Reb Yaakov Tzvi. It's my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is today, Chof Dalid Nisan. We're going to be learning b'siyata d'shmei, the 19th parak of Tehillim. L'manatzeach m'zmor l'davar ha'shamayim misaprim kavod kel, which we all know because we say it every single Shabbos morning. Unfortunately, when we're saying it, we are usually in shul. That's not the unfortunate part. It's awesome to be in shul, but when we're saying it in shul, we are often rushed, and this does not allow us to properly appreciate all of the words and the depth of what we are saying. So therefore, one of the most gratifying things that I do is study Tehillim and Tefillah, and it gives you a great appreciation for what you're saying. Okay, so let's begin. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shemaya with the commentary of Maran Harav Cook, and we'll see what else B'siyata D'Shemaya. We'll see where the wind blows us. And I also have a Das Mikra in front of me. I have the Art Scroll Tehillim in front of me. I have a Malbim in front of me, a Rashi, lots of good stuff. L'mnatzeach Mizmor L'David, translated as "For the Conductor, a Song of David." The Malbim says, "Yivar ki kavod Hashem yizgala b'olamo, ayidei shnei machazos, ayidei olam asher bara nesigeu b'derech hakira va'iyun v'ayidei torah nesigeu b'derech hanavua v'ofa elokis." So this is a beautiful perek because it talks about us appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu on two levels: on the level of looking at the world, at nature, wonders of nature, and through Torah, through the eyes of Torah. The Rav says, "Lamnatzeach mizmor l'David." The Rav analyzes the words. He doesn't just give you a hakdama to the perek. What is when you learn the Rav and also the Malbim, every single word is accounted for. It's pilei plus. Hashira el yona lo tucha lochul adam b'kedushasa kiim acharei asher ha'adam b'tar musari yinatzeach b'kirbo pnima as kol koach hamedake as hanefesh. The divine song cannot dwell on a person in its holiness unless a person, or only after the person, with the purity of his moral behavior, is victorious in his insides, vanquishes all of those negative kochos which lower the soul. In other words, how are you able to sing a Shir El Yonah to God? By beating those evil forces that dwell within inside all of us. And everything that darkens the splendor of the soul. Hamenatzeach, in other words, we translated it as the conductor, as is often translated, because these were, the Tehillim is made to be played with music. But here, there is also this mashmos, and maybe always in Tehillim, of being a menatzeach, of being victorious, of being the conductor of your soul, so to speak, of allowing your soul to become the dominant part of who you are. Lo ya'asa lahaschil es hamizmor. To him it is fitting, this menatzeach, this victorious person who beats the negative forces within him, it is fitting for him to start the mizmor. Hamifane derech el hashira ha'elokis, which paves the way to this godly song. B'zeshu hu megale la'odam es atzmiyuso. It reveals to a person his atzmius, es pnimius nafsho hamiyuchada, the very special, deep part of his soul. Shekol hakochos hachomrim b'sgabrusam heim mastirim osa. All of the material, all of the physical powers, when they become strong, hide it. What reveals to a person his essence? This godly song. Who can sing this godly song? A person who's connected to his soul, a person whose soul is strong, is dominant. That is the one who can sing this song and reveal his godly soul. Ubahofia ha'or ha'atzmi ha'roi li'kari b'shem ha'etzin shalamuchan l'shira elokis az noam tomer az noam azemer mukhshar lios nishma me'ayishus hanifchara lekach na'im zmiros Yisrael. So when this internal essential light comes in, which is fitting to be called with the noun of the one, with the name of the one who is prepared for this godly song, then the pleasantness of this song can now be heard from this personality who is chosen. Who is this personality? The answer is, of course, David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who is fitting to sing this song, which reveals the godly soul. So now we have all three words. Lamenatzeach, if you are victorious over the negative forces within you, Mizmor, then you can sing. And who is most fitting to do this? None other than David. Beautiful, the David. In the Das Mikra, Perek Dalet, he says on the word Lamenatzeach, Avzum en amilam ha'ktuvot berosh mizmorei tehilim. There are 55 different mizmorim in Tehillim which have the word Lamenatzeach. V'lo nitbarer perushah kol tzorka. And it has not been clarified exactly what it means. So people normally translate it as the conductor. That's how he explains Perek Dalet, the word Lamenatzeach, when it first appears. In Perek Gimel, interesting, it doesn't start Lamenatzeach, Mizmor LaDavid. It just starts Mizmor, and there are 57 Prakam of Tehillim which start with Mizmor, even though it doesn't appear anywhere else in Tanakh. So Mizmor has a special Shaychus to Tehillim, and it's also at the beginning of the Perek, and it makes sense that these were done with musical instruments. Okay, so now we have the Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. We move on. Hashamayim misaprim kvod kel, umaaseh yadav magid harakia. Belashon hapiyut ne'amar al kol adomimim ubalei chayim, shehem mehalalim et Hashem. So in the language of the poet, this was said on everything that is domeim, everything that is inanimate, and the Baalei Chaim, they all praise God. It also says, Halu es Hashem in Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, Hamayim Me'al Hashemayim. Everything is going to be praising God. And this pasuk has a kavana to be Mevatel Machsheves Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because instead of people serving the heavens as God, it is the heavens that is giving kavod to God. ומעשה ידיו מגיד הרקיע, הכוונה שבני אדם המסתכלים ברקיע מתפלים על החוכמה שהוא עשוי ואומרים, כמה גדול מעשה ידיו של הקל. When people look at the רקיע, they say, wow, look at the wisdom. So that's the simple meaning. As we know, the Das Mikra always goes with the simple meaning. The Malbim says, "Hashemayim kolas kol agramim hashmeimim asher bolam adalgalim, v'arakia shem yuchal amokom aliyas ha'edim shesham yishave hamater v'abarot, v'ad shab yagia gvul aretz v'ro l'nishimus kol bali chayim." ומשם למעלה יסחל גבול השמיים וכל בעלי חיים לא יסקיים שם. כמו שכן דעס המורה והאוכל לשיטסו בפרי פרי שם הרקיע. So he explains Zivinstein, Shemayim and Rakia. Shemayim are all the heavenly hosts. And Rakia is where all of the clouds go up to make the rain. That's the difference between Shemayim, and that's what he says, the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim. the Shamayim is higher than the Rakia. Where the Rakia ends, the Shamayim begins. And there's a difference between Kavod and Ma'aseh Yadav. Kavod Yichuyev lo mitzad shehu borei kol bereishis habriya v'hu sibas kol enivraim. V'zeh yisapur ha-shamayim. Shkol ha-roeh ha-binyan ha-gadol hazeh v'am-oros asher bo yedah sheish borei yachid asher orach ha-kol b'yicholta v'chokhmasa. So when you see the Shamayim, you say, wow, God really made this. This is amazing. Look at all the heavenly hosts. That's the Shemayim, but the Rakia where the evaporated moisture forms clouds, it becomes precipitation. So this part of the atmosphere, that's where he says the animals could still exist before the actual Shemayim. So that is going to be, so that's the Shemayim Ar Mesaper Kavod Kel. They relate the glory of God, because you look at that and you see, woo, God really created this. But Umase Yadav Magid HaRakia, and the Rakia is the Maise Yadayim of Hashem. What's the Maise Yadayim? The Maise Yadayim is that God is still involved, that there's still Hashgacha over the earth. What's the difference between Sipur and Haggadah? Sipur is a declaration of a long established fact, which is the past. And the heavens, the stars, the galaxies, they relate that God once created the world. And then the Rakia, and then the word Haggadah refers to God's continual Hashgacha over the world, not what once was, but what continues to be. Shamagid Yagi Davar Chodesh Hanogea Lachaveru. That's Magid HaRakia. That look, God is still running the world. Look at what's going on in the world now. It's not just that God once created the world; He continues to create. And now we get to Moran HaRav. How does Moran HaRav deal with Hashemayim Misaprim Kavod Kel Umase Yodav Magid HaRakia? Hashkafah Mitala Meha Hashpa'a Shel Hazor Haruchani Ha'elyon Shehi Lemala Mikol Hakara Pratit Shehi Yechola Lehitbalet B'ma'asim Ktsuvim Misham Chazon HaKavod V'Haromemut Ba'eleinu. The perspective which is elevated from the influence of the heavenly spiritual light, which is above any personal recognition, which could be emphasized and accentuated with specific actions, there comes this vision of honor and exaltedness. In other words, there's something called Shamayim. Shamayim is really high, really spiritual, beyond what we're used to in this world, in this very physical world that we live in, the lower material world, the world of iPhones and smartphones and MP3s and MP4s and pizza and Disney World and fancy new leased cars, all the world that we're used to. There's something that's lemala mikol hakara pratit. That's the Shamayim, that's the Kavod. That Shamayim tells the glory of God. Something so high, something so elevated. Makirim anachnu sheharum ha'elyon ha-ruchani atzmiut ha-shamayim shehem kololim et ha-musagim ha-kdoshim shehem magamot kol ha-havaya kula sham kvod el shore kvod nizgav גנוז בחיוויון עוז, שהשכל האנושי אינו שולט להכירו, אלא ששפעים כוללים מהתוכן הנעלם הזה הולכים ומפקים ומקים גלים על נשמת האדם להיות מתרוממת על ידם למרום התשוקה הקדושה של נועם השם. So what happens is that the glory, the honor to God comes from this place which is almost ineffable, inexpressible, beyond human comprehension. That's the Shamayim, but there's this general sense of awe, reverence that flow from this place, from this Shamayim, and make waves in the soul of man. Umakim galim al nishmat ha'adam, liyot mitromemet al yadam lemerom ha'tshuka ha'kdosha shel Noam Hashem, to be exalted through it to the heights of the holy desire of the pleasantness of God. והכרה עליונה כמוסה הזאת שמתוך גודל עוזה אינה יכולה להתפרט ולהתלכד בציור מפעלים. היא גורמת שהשטח התחתון של רשמי המחשבה כבר מצייר לו את המפעלים בכבודם. This elevated recognition, which is hidden, that from its great strength can't be mitparet, it cannot be classified in individual categories, ulehitlaked b'tziur mif'alim, and to be captured with the picture of actions, of specific actions. Hi goremet, she causes שהשטח התחתון של רשמי המחשבה כבר מצייר לו את המפעלים בכבודם. That the lower level of the influence of thought already creates a picture of these actions in their honor. ומפלאות מעשה ידי יוצר כל עולמים מתגלות בצורה מפורטת להכיר גודל מעשה השם מכל ערכי יצוריו. In other words, what happens is, first the Shamayim are Mesaper Kavod Kel, and then it gives this holy spiritual influence and inspiration to the soul of man that he could appreciate Maase Yadav, he could appreciate the handiwork of Hashem, the details, the Rakia. According to Rav Kook, also the Rakia seems to be lower than the Shamayim, but he talks about it in the sense of everything we see, lehitparet, that we're able to see the details. In other words, the Kavod Kel is more exalted, it's higher, it's up there, it's abstract. But this honor that comes from there allows us to appreciate the Maisa Yadayim of Hashem, of the Rakia, of what's lower. It seems that according to Rav Kook, the Shamayim is what's even beyond the stars, even beyond the Milky Way. That's just all the Shamim, all those spiritual things that are out there. They tell the glory of God. And then the Maisa Yadav, then we're able to see in more detail the Maisa Yadayim of Hashem, the stars and the moon and the sun, Magid HaRakia. Then you can get into the details, but it starts with what's much higher, the Shamayim, which calls back the glory of Hashem. And then from that, you can get to the details of Maisa Yadav, which is told by the Rakia. Yom li yom yabia omer, v'layla l'layla yechaved doas. Day following day brings expression of praise, and night following night bespeaks wisdom. Night after night the sun sets beneath the horizon, only to rise and set again on the morrow. So this pattern attests to Hashem's wisdom, like Rashi tells us. The Rav says, Yom liyom yabia omer v'layla layla yachaved das. So he's omed here on the difference between the yabia omer, during the day there's this speech, and then at night, layla layla, every night, yachaved das. Ha'estaklut she'efshar la lehitpashet b'riyato shel adam b'maaseh Hashem ha'nifla'im b'tzivei tzva'ot שברא בעולמו, He mugbelet rak tachat hashemesh, the vision, the view, that can be expanded with the vision of a person in the great wondrous acts of Hashem, in all of his hosts that he created in this world, is limited to what's under the sun. Omnam nifleim heim amusagim shehadam kone al yadam bitbonenuto ava mipnei hagbalatam yuchal lahabiam uvuchol yom v'yom yosif kinyan shehaotzer hamiluli shelo haba mitoch ההתקמקות והתרחבות הנפלאה של כל מעשה אדון עולם אשר תחת השמש יגדל ויתרחב. So what happens during the day? During the day, you are able to see these wondrous things that you look at in the world. They're limited. It's what you see. And every day, you make more kinyanim, looking around, seeing the depth and the broadness and wonder of our world, everything Hashem does. That's the yom, every day, Yabia Omer. You can express the greatness of God in this world that we see. Omnam b'layla, b'hiyot or Hashemesh shokea, v'hatzvaot harechokim, hakochavim harabim, matchilim lahagia et oram, mehem yiskor adam olamim lein cheker. Wait a second, comes the night time. The sun sets, the hosts are distant, the stars are many, they shine their light. And from this, you can see all of the world without end, all of the worlds. Merchavei yitzira la'ein tachlit, the broad creation that is endless, that is infinite. V'rechokim heim mimenu, v'lo yuchal l'habia be'omer et asher kalat mehem bepirtei ha'avaya nifla'a shelahem. You cannot express with words what you absorb from them with all the details of their wondrous details of creation. Aval ha'de'a pnimit, but the internal knowledge shel ha'etbonenut ha'amuka, of deep introspection, הולכתי ומתעלה, as goes and is elevated. ומזה יש לנו גם כן משל בעיונים השכליים, שאלה נפלאות שהציור השכלי שלהם מכיל אותם, אף כי נפלאים מהם, ואין קץ להרחבתם והתרבותם, בעומק רוחב ונו גובה בכל עת, בכל זאת, הם נכנסים בכלל לכוח הדיבורי, ואומר מביע אותם, בני שהם תחת שמשה של הופעה השכלית. So first of all, when you're looking at the world, there's what you can express with your words, and then there comes the night time, where you have access to what's beyond this world, where things are dark, where it's not just what you see is what you get, but you're supposed to connect to something much higher than anything in this world. Nighttime is the time for nevuah. That's why it's rishus, like Rav Kook talks about elsewhere. In Brachos, daf beperek dalet, it's the highest of tefillas. Can't force people to say it. Yaakov Avinu, nevuah, mariv, what's beyond this world, where people go inside and not outside, inside their souls. And also in the world of the seichel, there are certain things that your mind can comprehend, and that your mouth can express, that are very, very deep, because they are under the sun of the hofa'a sechlit. Because again, during the day, we're in the world of under the sun, and also in the world of intellect, there are things that are under the sun that man can perceive and conceive and understand and comprehend. אבל למעלה מזה, במקום שכוח השכל כבר אפס, והציור המוגבל לא יוכל להגיע שם, רק הנשמה בגאון הפנימי שלה, הרי היא הולכת ומתאדרת בתפארת הקודש החבוי של הדת הפנימית. זאת היא מידת הלילה ברוח, המתעלה ממידת היום, שאף פי שלכאורה קהה בבהירותה, היא בפנימיותה מלאה רחבות ונהורות מיני אפל, בתכונה רוממה לאין קץ. So in the world of the intellect, there's also what's night, which is where you're able to go beyond what's in this world, where the seichel sort of is now silenced, and now the soul begins to comprehend. And that's much higher. So we have what you see during the day, it's only what's under the sun, and what you see is what you get. And opposed to that, there's the night, where it's beyond this world where things are dark and the stars shine and you feel this more soulful connection to what's beyond this world. You're not just limited by this world and what you see is what you get, because you're going into the soul and beyond this world. And it's also when, and that's why it's Yom Yom Le'Abiyah Omer. During the day you're able to express because this is what you see, but at night it's beyond expression. It's Yechavet Das. It bespeaks wisdom. It's wisdom, but it's not actual speech because it can't be expressed. And also in the world of the intellect, you have things which you can understand. You have your physics textbook and your biology textbook. Those are things you understand. And then there's what's beyond this world, which only your soul can understand, which is obviously a much higher level. And that can't be expressed with words. So there's obviously so much more to say on the psukim we already learned and future psukim. And we are going to conclude now, and we are going to give ourselves a bracha that we should continue again soon, completing this parak b'li neder and many others b'li neder, and we should be zocha l'lomod u'v'lam e'tosh m'v'lach v'chan 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 v'chan